接触赞美者，看到有很多新的面孔。我一看到新的面孔，我就想到神借着先知发的预言。
Whenever I see new friends, I remember the prophecy for our church.
因为神真的爱住在这里的人。
Because God loves the people here.
所以他就吸引我们很多年的在这里祷告。
We have prayed years.
我们祷告的时候，其实我们祷告十多年。
We pray for nearly 10 years.
我们很多时候的祷告就是希望更多的人能够认识主耶稣。
So that lots of people will come and know Christ.
其实我们周围的邻居里面，很多人都有需要。
Lots of people are needed.
进入每一个人的家庭。
That Jesus go into every family.
都有不同的需要。其实每一个人都需要耶稣。
Everybody needs Jesus.
所以我看到新的面孔的时候，我非常的兴奋。
So every time I see new friends, I'm so excited.
因为我知道神要祝福你。
I know that God is going to bless you.
那你不是偶然的机会来到这里。
You don't come here by accident.
圣经上讲呢。
The Bible said.
耶稣说，不是天父吸引人，人不会来到耶稣这里。
Unless the Father himself attracts you to come here.No human can do it.
就是没有人会来到耶稣这里。
No one can come before Jesus.
所以你来到这里，今天能够来听到，能够来敬拜，是神爱你拣选了你。
So for you to come here and worship and listen to the sermon, is God have chosen you.
今天可能是刚刚的开始。
Today might be just a start.
以后你会经历很多很多奇妙的事情在你的身上。
Later on in your life, you will experience miracles.
你看到我们这些人站在这里敬拜的人，真的我们充满了喜乐。
You see, we standing here and worship God. You will see the joy in us.
你知道信主的人，他里面有一些东西他说不出来，但是会脸上会表现出来。
You know that we believer, there is something in our heart we might not be able to express, and you can see in our face.
看到我们的姐妹们一信主以后越来越漂亮。
We see that our sister, more beautiful when they.
看到我们弟兄们呢，越来越有勇气，这边有信心。
Our brothers are more courageous and has more confident.
可能漂亮谈不上。
Maybe not.
那所以呢，就是你真的要来认识这个耶稣。
You must come and know Jesus.
我就讲一个事情就是信耶稣的人真的很特别。
So I want to tell you.Believer Jesus, we believe in Jesus Christ is very special.
前几年有一个弟兄从中国过来。
Years before this, one brother from China.
他在国内的时候呢，做生意做到几亿。他在20多岁的时候，后来就全垮掉，甚至家人进了监牢。
When he was in China, he has a huge business, very successful. And later on, he got bankrupt.
那来到这里就碰到了耶稣。
When he came here, he met Jesus.
有一天在这个超市上面。
One day in a grocery market.
一个中国人就碰到他。
He met a Chinese man.
这个中国人说：“嘿，哥们，为什么傻笑啊？”
He said, "Hey brother, why are you just laughing silly?"
人家傻笑了，他一个人走在那就笑了。
高兴 ，He was happy.
所以就让国内一些人，哎，哥们儿，为什么傻笑啊
？So he said, brother, hey, why are you laughing so silly?
我们好多人呢，就是说，这个信了主以后呢，会傻笑。
So he said, when you met Jesus, you were laughing so silly.
好多人看到我在车里面就傻笑，真的。
People see me in the car, they start
to laugh. 感谢主，感谢主。
Thank you, Lord.
那有时候，我们来到这里，真的有好多要表达，好多要吸收。
We come here, we want to express a lot of things that we have.
那有一些事情呢，首先是我们要学习把我们的事情带到主面前来祷告。
First, we need to learn to bring our issues before Jesus.
那有一件事情我要祷告的是 ，Mary 提出来的。
One thing I must pray is that.
他呢会在一月份去回国4个星期。
So Mary said she will go back to China.4 weeks.
他的老板呢，勉强给他涨价，但是希望他找一个人能够来接替他的工作。
So her boss wants to find another person to come and fill her position.
因为非常的重要，她的这个职位。
Because her position is very important.
当然不是说她不能回来，她还是回来，但是希望另外的人也能够来，在此期间能够来工作。
So it's not that she cannot come back and fill the position, but it's just that when she leaves during this time, the boss needs someone to come and fill her.
所以有你如果有感动的话，可以找 Mary。另外呢，你如果有认识你觉得合适的朋友，别的教会也可以再接受人。
If you want, you can talk to Mary, or if you have friends, you can talk to Mary as well.
我们为这件事情也来祷告。
So we pray for this.
主啊，实在是我们谢谢你。
So Lord, we thank you.
为 Mary 姐妹献上感恩。
We give thanks for Mary.
她在她工作的地方来荣耀你的名。
He give you glory in her workplace.
你必然也会看顾她的事情。
You will take care of her. You will take care of her.
也来拣选一个合适的人。
You will please find a suitable person.
来继续她的工作。
To fill her place.
我们奉耶稣基督的名。
In Jesus' name, the Lord.
Amen. 我们同时也把其他另外我们心上的一些事情来带到主的面前。
We also bring what's in our hearts before the Lord.
主啊，实在是我们这次把每一个家庭带到你的跟前。
So Father, I bring every family before you.
我们的婚姻，我们的孩子，
our children,
我们的经济，
our finances,
我们年轻人的学业前途，
our youth, their study,
and their future,
and their future.
主都带到你的跟前。
So bring before you, Lord.
主啊，你怎样坐在我们？我的身上
how you have done miracle on me.
要加倍的双倍的七倍的要坐在我弟兄姐妹的身上。
You will give blessing double, triple, seven times to our people.
转来来大大的祝福我们的弟兄姐妹。
Come and bless our brother and sister greatly.
你来 加强我们的信心。
Give us faith, strong faith.
让我们要经历一个一个的神迹。
Experience your miracles.
我们的家人要信主。
Our families will believe in you, Jesus.
我们的父母在老年他们有盼望。
Our parents in their old age can see hope.
赐给他们健康的身体。
Give them a healthy body.
最重要的是来遇见。
Most importantly, come to know.
永活的真神。
The true God.
主啊，你来祝福我。
Come and bless our Lord.
主啊，我们没有什么可以给你。
We have nothing to give to you.
你说，天是你的居所，地是你的脚凳。
You said that heaven is your throne and the earth is your footstool.
你能为我建什么样的居所呢？
What kind of building you can build for me?
你唯一要我能做的就是。
The only thing you ask of me.
来能够亲近你，聆听你。
Is come close to you, listen to you.
愿意来接受你的祝福
receive your blessing.
能够心公义好怜悯
do the righteous thing and give mercy.
主啊，谢谢你，你必然会来祝福。
So Lord, I thank you. I know that you will bless us.
我们要看到一个一个的神迹发生在我们的生命里面。
We want to see miracles happening. Miracles happen on every single one of us and every family.
奉主耶稣的名。
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
I pray, Amen.
那有时候碰到不同的面孔呢，你不知道怎么讲道。
So sometimes you see new phrases, you don't know how to preach.
有时候我们有中间有印度的弟兄姐妹也来，对不对？不同的种族的不同地方来的。
Yeah, we have people from different places, different race, different country.
其实这也很好。
This is good.
为什么呢？牧师就要做很多的祷告，让神在这个地方亲自来动工。亲自来做事情。
This is good because I have to pray a lot and God will do miracle things.
那有时候你准备信息的时候呢？
Sometimes when you prepare,
有很多的可以准备，但不知道谁喜欢什么。
There are lots of things that I can prepare, but I don't know who like what.
所以呢，这样让我就更加的依靠神。
So this will make me rely on God, trust God more.
那讲一个笑话。
A little joke.
就是关于这个不同文化怎么样看问题。
About the different how different culture see issues.
所以呢，你们就对牧师的期待呢放低，对耶稣的期待呢放高。
So your expectation on me, I want you to lower it and have a higher expectation on Jesus.
就讲到曾经有一个中国的学生呢去德国留学。
There was a Chinese student went to Germany for study.
他就交了一个德国的女朋友。
He has a German girlfriend.
有一天晚上呢，他们就要过马路。
One night, they are going to cross the road.
因为德国人呢，非常非常的规矩。
German people are very disciplined.
他们看到呢，前面有红灯，但是呢，没有车在那边走。那这个中国的学生呢，就说我们就穿过去就好了，不管是红灯。
So there's a red light, but there was no one crossing the road. There was no car. Chinese man said, "Let's cross the road."
那德国的女朋友呢？一看这个人不可靠。
So the German girlfriend saw this and she thought, "He's not reliable."
一点不守规矩。
Yes, he didn't follow the rule.
最后就吹了。
So later on, they just.
后来呢？他就抱着一个沉痛的心情呢，回到了中国。
So later on, he got back to China.
在北京的大街上。
In the street of Beijing.
有那个新的女朋友。
With a new friend.
那就要过这个大街。
Want to cross the road?
他说上一次我吃了亏，这次要学乖一点。
So he thought last time, because of that, I separated from my girlfriend. So this time I learned my lesson.
所以呢，又看到了红灯，又是没有车辆。
So he saw a red light and saying that there was no car, no pedestrian.
他的女朋友就说：“过去，过去，没有车，也没有人。”
His girlfriend said, "Let's go. There's no car, no pedestrian."
他说：“不能过。”
He said, "No."
要守规矩。
We need to follow the rule.
他的女朋友就说
：“His girlfriend said,
这个是个傻瓜，不能交。”
He's a fool. He was not reliable.
就吹了，那这个笑话呢，就是就讲到呢，就是不同文化里面呢，看问题是差别实在太大。
So this is about how different cultures see things differently.
所以我们教会里面呢，我们就是要来认识耶稣，非常的重要。
So in our church, we say that we must come to know Jesus.
那讲到这里的时候呢，我们还是鼓励大家要读圣经。
So here, I want to encourage you again to read the Bible.
亲自的来读圣经。
Personally read it.
为什么要亲自的读圣经
？Why?
因为你亲自和主会相遇在他的话语上。
Because you will meet God personally when you read His word personally.
所以呢，我们你可以自己有个计划。如果新来的人呢，你没有读过，你可以买一本圣经。你如果需要的话，我也可以教会可以借给你圣经。
So if you are new, you can follow our Bible reading plan. Get a Bible. If you don't have a Bible, come talk to me.
你可以从新约开始。
You can start from the New Testament.
完了呢，马太福音、马可福音，这样就读下去。
From Matthew, Mark, Luke, you can start from there.
你抱着一个谦卑的心态，一个祈祷的心态来读。
Read with a humble heart.
那你就发现神会跟你讲话。
You will discover that God will talk to you.
你也可以跟着我们教会读经的计划。
Or you can follow our reading plan.
那最近我们读到《使徒行传》二十章。
Book of Acts, chapter 20.
所以跟着我们一起读。有什么问题呢？大家可以平时来讨论，在电话上啊，都可以来讨论。到星期天也可以来讨论。
If you have any questions, we can.Through WeChat, through the phones, or you can bring it here.
那读圣经有多么的重要呢
？How important it is to read the Bible?
那再强调也不过分。
It won't be necessary to say again and again. It will be necessary to say again and again.
就世界上如果有一本书可以读的话
，If there are lots of books, only one book you can read in the world,
就是圣经。
It's the Bible.
因为别的书都要过去。
Any other books will pass away.
包括这个科学、自然科学的东西。
Even the natural science.
那 我们可以翻开一节圣经，我们来读一下，就是关于这个圣经的重要性，在马太福音第七章。
So let's read Matthew chapter 7.
马太福音。我们读一段，这是耶稣就给他的门徒讲的，亲自讲的一段话。
So we'll read a verse that Jesus talked to his disciples.
24-27。
From verse 24-27, Matthew chapter 7, verse 24-27.
我先读中文，读完以后，你们可以来读英文。所以凡听见我这话就去行的，好比一个聪明人把房子盖在磐石上，雨淋水冲风吹撞着了房子总不倒塌，因为根基立在磐石上。凡听见我这话不去行的，好比一个无知的人把房子盖在沙土上，雨淋水冲风吹撞着了房子就倒塌，并且倒塌得很大。
Therefore, anyone who hears these words of mine and puts them into practice is like a wise man who built his house on the rock. The rain came down, the streams rose, and the winds blew and beat against that house, yet it did not fall, because it had its foundations on the rock. But anyone who hears these words of mine and does not put them into practice is like a foolish man who built his house on sand.The rain came down, the stream rose, and the winds blew and beat against their house, and it fell with a great crash. When Jesus had finished saying these things, the crowds were amazed at his teaching, because he taught as one who had authority and not as their teachers of law.
谢谢你了。这前段呢，他讲完的时候呢，他前面还讲了很多的东西。
So he said some things before.
人就看到他的权柄。
People saw his authority.
那这里讲的这段话呢，其实很容易理解。
It's very easy to understand this verse.
就是说，我们要按照他的话语去行的时候呢，我们的生命。
Yeah, when we hear his words and put into practice, our life
就不再一样，非常稳定、坚实。
And strong.
想到一个房子是盖在磐石上，还是盖在沙土上的区别？
Talk about how a house is built on rock or a house is built on sand.
那另外一个讲解就是这个房子这个词呢，原本里面也可以翻译成家。
This word in the original text is means home.
就是两个都可以，房子也可以，家也可以。
House or both are okay.
就像我们中国人古老的话，就是家回家就是回自己的房子一样。
So just like our Chinese saying, if you go back to your house, same as.
我相信很多人现在想要建造自己的家庭。
I believe lots of people want to build your own home.
所以这个圣经呢可以这样讲。
So this Bible can say this.
所以凡听见这话就去行的，好比一个聪明人把家盖在磐石上。
So everyone who hears these words of mine and put them into practice is like a wise man who built his house on the rock.
His home. 雨淋声吹，水冲风吹，撞着他的家，他的家终不倒塌。
So the rain came down, you know, the stream rose, your home, your house will not fall down.
因为根基立在磐石上。
Because your foundation is on the rock.
我相信当时耶稣讲的时候，两重意思都有。
I believe that when Jesus said that, there are two meanings, literally.
That's both meanings.
Both meanings.
所以我们来祷告，就是说让我们弟兄姐妹有一个胃口来读圣经。
So I pray that I pray that our brother sister will read the Bible.
不管你现在信不信，你信了还是没有信，积极的就开始读圣经。
Whether you believe it or not, I want you to start reading.
你发现你把你的房子要建在磐石上。
You will discover that you will build your home on the rock.
主啊，我们就感谢你，赞美你。
So Lord, we thank you.
谢谢你把话语留下来。
Thank you that you give us your words.
让我们知道怎么行。
So that we can follow and how to act.
我们愿意来遵循你的话语，把我们的家、我们的房子、我们的生命建在磐石上。
we will follow your words and build our home, our house on the rock.
在这动荡的世界里，
in this shaky world,
让我们的生命是有方向、有目标的。
That our life may have directions.
也是稳定的，也是坚实的。
You are stable and strong.
感谢主，奉主耶稣。
In Jesus' name, I pray.
Amen. 那其实今天呢，我准备了一个信息，是关于这个耶稣呢会来满足我们所有的渴望。
So today my sermon is about how Jesus will satisfy our longing.
我们翻开约翰福音第四章。
Turn to John chapter 4.
所以你往后翻一下。
So just flip to the back, John chapter 4.
感谢主，这边有可以打车的。
Now you can read the screen.
那这里呢，讲到一个故事。
It's about it's a story.
耶稣呢碰到一个撒玛利亚妇人，
Jesus met a Samaritan woman，
就跟他有这一段遭遇。
There was a conversation with the Samaritan woman。
那我们先读读这一个，先简单这一个背景，完了以后我们再读一下圣经呢，我们再看，就是说我们耶稣怎么样来满足我们的渴望。
I want to tell you a bit of background, and then we'll read the Bible, and then we'll come and see.How Jesus satisfies our longing.
其实当时的这个，就是以色列呢，就是有一部分在加利利。你如果看地图的话，像是这个美国的阿拉斯加。
At that time, Israel was separated.
一部分在北面。
One part is on the north.
叫做加利利。
It's called Galilee.
耶稣就出生在加利利。
Jesus was born in Galilee.
但是他们敬拜的中心呢，在南边是耶路撒冷。
But their worship center is in the south.
所以他们常常要去耶路撒冷。
So they often have to go to Jerusalem to worship.
那从加利利到耶路撒冷呢，中间要穿过一块地，叫做撒玛利亚。
So from Galilee to Jerusalem, in the middle, there's a city called Samaria.
有点像阿拉斯加的人要回到华盛顿去的时候呢，经过加拿大一样。
Just like people from Las Vegas go to Washington.
Alaska.
Alaska. Alaska. People from Alaska go back to Canada. You need to pass through.
Go to States. You need to pass Canada.而且那个撒玛利亚的人呢，在犹太人来看，他们是不洁净的。
So as a Samaritan, the Judea people see Samaritan woman as unclean.
Unclean. 因为他们是历史上呢，就是说，
Because in history,
当时巴比伦和叙利亚的人把这个犹太人。
Babylon.
旅到北边去的时候呢，发现穷人留在那里。
Captured them and then left some poor people.
后来有了其他地方的人呢，移到那里跟他们扎居。
Later on, they bring these people and together and live with them.
所以他们是犹太人和别的民族的一些混杂的人。
So they are a mix of Judea and some other culture.
他们的信仰上面呢，也是很混杂的。
Their faith is very mixed.
他们很多人敬拜耶和华呢，但是不是按照圣经上的，他们有很多其他的故事。
Lots of people they worship Jehovah, but not according to the Bible, according to something else.
所以对于犹太人来讲呢，这些人是杂种，不能跟他们来往。
So for Judean people, they are not clean.
所以这就是这一个故事就开始啊。耶稣呢，就是属于犹太人，对吧？
Jesus is Judean.
Jews.
Yes, Jesus is Jews.
犹太人。那这故事是这样，我给大家念一下，就是主知道法利赛人听见他收门徒，等一会英文你们自己看就可以了，因为很长。其实不是耶稣亲自施洗，那是他的门徒施洗。他就离开了犹大，又往加利利去，必须经过撒玛利亚。于是到了撒玛利亚的一座城，名叫叙加，靠近雅各给他儿子约瑟的那。 在那里有雅各井，耶稣因走路困乏就坐在井旁，那时约有五更，有一个撒玛利亚妇人来打水，耶稣对她说，请你给我水喝。那时门徒进城买食物去了，撒玛利亚妇人对他说，你既是犹太人，怎么向我一个撒玛利亚妇人要水喝呢？原来犹太人和撒玛利亚妇人没有来往，撒玛利亚人没有来往。耶稣回答说，你若知道神的恩赐和对你说给我水喝的是谁，你必早求他，他也必早给了你活水。妇人说，先生没有打水的器具，井又深，你从哪里得活水呢？我们的祖宗雅各将这井留给我们，他自己的儿子并牲畜也都喝着井里的水，难道你比他还大吗？耶稣回答说，凡喝这水的还要再渴，人若喝我所赐的水就永远不渴，我所赐的水要在他里头成为泉源，只用到永生。妇人说，先生就把这水赐给我，叫我不渴，也不用买这么远大水。耶稣说，你去叫你丈夫也能到这里来。妇人说，我没有丈夫。耶稣说，你说没有丈夫是不错的，已经有五个丈夫，你现在有的并不是你的丈夫，你这话是真的。妇人说，先生，我看出你是先知，你们的祖宗在这山上礼拜，你们倒说，我们的祖宗在这山上礼拜，你们倒说应当礼拜的地方是在耶路撒冷。耶稣说，妇人，你当信我，时候将到，你们拜父也不在这山上，也不在耶路撒冷。你们所拜的你们不知道，我们所拜的我们知道，因为救恩是从犹太人出来的。时候将到，如今就是了，那真正拜父的要用心灵和诚实拜他，因为父母要这样的人拜他。神是个灵，所以拜他的必须用心灵和诚实拜他。妇人说，我知道弥赛亚就是那成为基督的要来，他来了并将一切的事告诉我们。耶稣说，这和你说话的就是他。那后来呢，这个妇人呢就放下水罐子到城里面，很高兴的就告诉所有的人，当他遇见了弥赛亚。
Samaritan woman put down her water jar and went back to her village and told everyone that she met the Messiah.
那这里呢，耶稣特别的碰见了这一个撒玛利亚妇人。
Jesus here met this kind of Samaritan woman.
那这个撒玛利亚妇人有什么特别的呢？
What's so special about this Samaritan woman?
你知道那个时候结了五次婚，现在又跟一个人同居。
At that time, if you got married, and then now you are
married five times.
She married five times.
现在跟一个人在同居。
And now she's living together with a different person.
你想想，这一个女人在当时的社会上的地位怎么样
？That kind of woman at that time, how is his, I mean, her social status?
那别人怎么看她
？How people look at her?
或者她为什么会成为这样
？Or how she became one that?
那其中从耶稣跟她的对话里面可以看出来，她心里有很多的渴望。是没有办法满足的。
From the conversation with Jesus, we can see that there are longings in our heart that cannot be satisfied.
所以耶稣说，凡喝这水的，还要再渴；人若喝我所赐的水，就永远不渴。
So Jesus told her, if you drink this water, you will not be thirsty anymore. If you don't drink it, you will be thirsty again, even though you have water to drink.
他为什么耶稣就讲到这个喝水的事情？就是耶稣可以看出来他心里有很多的渴望。
So Jesus talked about drinking water because Jesus saw that there were longings in her heart.
那他究竟渴望的什么
？What did she long for？
那过去为什么会结婚五次
？Why she got married for five times？
那我们不知道，圣经里没有描写。
We don't know, and the Bible didn't tell us.
有可能呢，他就是他的渴望不能满足。
Might be that her desire, her longing,
没有男人可以满足她内心的渴望。
No man can satisfy her needs.
当然，也可能她长得很丑，或者不能生育。
Could be that she was ugly and she couldn't have family children.
别人把她休了。
People just divorced her.
那现在呢，就跟一个人同居。
Now she's living with a man.
那个时候同居要付上很大的代价。
At that time, if you live together, there's a big price to pay.
因为2000多年前，这个文化环境。
The culture is different.
就是他能够这样去做的话，就是心里有些东西，一些渴望是没有办法，老想满足自己的渴望，即使冒着被别人歧视的危险，他也要去做这件事情。
For her to live with a man and divorce five times at that time, she has to suffer a lot, pay a big price, regardless of what people how or what people look at her.
但是呢，很显然就说
，It's obvious that
她自己
herself，
她自己呢，就说并不是很愿意跟很多人接触。
It's obvious that she doesn't want to encounter with lots of people.
那为什么呢
？Why？
就是那个时候，如果中午出来打水的人呢，一般是不想见人的。
Because at that time, if you come out at noon to get the water, means that you don't want to social with other people.
我们小时候有过同样的经验。
We had similar experience when I was young.
我们去井里面打水，要么是早上，要么是傍晚。
We went to the water hole to draw water. Either it's in the morning or at night time.
因为中午太热。
Because at noon it's too hot.
打水这件事情也太辛苦。
To draw water is very heavy, difficult task.
那而且呢，井边一般是好多妇女就是拉家常，说闲话的地方。
Usually around the well there are lots of women gossiping.
那他们喜欢在那个地方聚在一起。
They like to gather around the water well, the well.
小孩子也喜欢跟着妈妈们一起聚在一起。
And lots of kids follow their mothers.
所以女人们呢，常常就说闲话呢，所以有一些女人名声不好的，她们不敢来。
So women will just gossiping. That's why some women doesn't have a good name. She does not dare to come close to the well.
所以她就会找另外一个时间，偷偷的出去。
She'll find another time.Get the water secretly.
但这个时候呢，天父就安排耶稣遇见了这个女人。
At that time, God has arranged Jesus to meet this Samaritan woman.
非常特别的一个安排。
Very special arrangement.
但是这个女的呢，碰到耶稣的时候呢，她并没有害怕。
So this Samaritan woman, when she met Jesus, she wasn't afraid.
我想，如果是另外一个先知的话呢
？If it were other prophet,
可能这个女人就像个老鼠要找一个地洞要钻进去。
This Samaritan will probably hide quickly.
你知道，那时候先知就是来指出人的罪。
At that time, prophet will to point out people's sin.
那事实上，耶稣呢，他也指出了他的问题。
Actually, Jesus point out her fault too.
说你没有丈夫是对的，你有过五个丈夫，现在有的不是你的丈夫。
Jesus said, "Now you have no husband, and you did have five husbands before."
但是呢，耶稣让他感觉到非常的安全。
But Jesus let her felt quite comfortable.
而且不仅仅是感觉到安全，而且让他继续打开他的心，问他内心深处最深的渴望。
Not only that she felt comfortable, but Jesus let her open her heart to him.
To ask her the deepest
to ask her longings and ask her questions.
他问到什么问题呢？他说是。怎么样敬拜的问题
？He asked about how to worship.
怎么样真正的认识这位神
？How to know the true God, the real God?
我想，我中间很多人虽然不是说一定要认识上帝，但心里面人有一种宗教的倾向，就是他要找他的归宿。
Maybe among you might not want to know God, but in your heart you want to have this belonging.
就像 C.S. Lewis 写了很多的书，就是他人有个 longing。
Just like C.S. Lewis, he wrote lots of books. He has this longing to know.
就是每个人都有一个 longing， 一个渴望。
Everyone has this longing.
渴望就是要得到什么东西。
Longing to get something.
渴望要成就什么东西。
Longing to become.To be successful,
渴望要被人爱
，longing to be loved，
渴望要有家庭
，longing to have family，
渴望要有事业的成功
，longing to be successful in business。
就像我自己小时候，我一直觉得有很多的渴望。
Just like when I was young, I have lots of longings and wants.
小时候想当大夫，因为我爸爸是大夫。
I want to be a doctor when I was young because my dad was a doctor.
后来学什么原子和物理，就想当科学家。
Later on, I want to become a scientist.
后来也当然先找一个既漂亮又能干的太太成家。
Later on, I want to find a wife that is not only beautiful and smart to have a family.
先有很好，将来也可能成名成家。
I want to be famous later on.
可能也要有钱。
Maybe I want to have lots of money.
其实我年轻时候对钱没有太多的渴望。
Actually, when I was young, I didn't really long for money that much.
不是我很高尚，也不是我很有信心。
It's not that I'm so proud or I have too much confidence.
因为年轻时候对钱没概念。
It's because when I was young, I had no idea about money. I have no money sense.
我在我红利上面让我的博士导师讲了一段话，他就警告师母。
During my wedding, the pastor gave a warning to Susan.
So my supervisor.
My supervisor gave warning to Susan.
那时候因为我爸爸没有参加我的红利，我就说，好吧，你Chris， 他的名字叫 Chris， 你年纪跟我的爸爸差不多大，你是我的导师，你来代替我的爸爸讲几句话吧。
At that time, my dad did not attend the wedding, so I asked my supervisor on behalf of my dad to say some words, some toast.
他是一个西人。
He's Caucasian.
他说 ，Susan。
He said, Susan.
You need to know.
Yes, 你要知道。
Being has no sense of money.
我你是没有对钱有概念。
我说他在教。
I said he's joking.
后来，确实师傅发现我对这个钱没有概念。
Actually, Susan did discover that.
所以因此受了很多的苦。
Because of that, I've been through a great deal of trouble.
那在这里插一段了，为什么我没有这个钱的概念呢
？I want to tell you why I have no money sense.
有一次我们实验室里面呢，买了一个医学的一个仪器。
One time, our lab bought a machine.
Medical
machine.
只是一个壳子，当时只买了一个壳子。
At that time, we only bought a box.
我的这个导师呢，他就问所有的学生说：“你们猜猜这个多少钱
？”My supervisor asked all our students, "Guess how much it costs?"
我一看这是一个空盒子，我说30块。
It's a box, and I said $30.
那另外一个才300块。
The other one said $300.
另外一个才几千块。
The other said,
你知道这个盒子多少钱吗？
$10,000。
所以他说病。
Bing
has no sense of money。
他没有那个金钱的概念。
我觉得他对师母的警告是对的。
And I think that his warning to Susan is true。
要讲到这里呢，有的人对一件东西的渴望比较多，对另外一件东西的渴望比较少。
People might have different longings to a particular item。
我那时候不是很高尚，也不是因为对什么心情很大，而是对钱没概念。
At that time, I wasn't anything else, but I just don't have the sense of money.
所以，有的人呢，对钱很有概念。
Some people have a money sense.
就是拼命赚钱。
Try to earn money.
中国有句话是“鸟为食亡，人为财死”。
There's a Chinese saying that bird will die for stone.Human will die for money.
Birds will die for food.
Birds die for food. 老师，
那真的是这样。很多人就说到北美来也是拼命要赚钱，因为不安全。
So when we come to this Western country, we want to earn money.
曾经碰到过一个人，就是他一天要打3份工。
I met a person who has 2 jobs.
把全家移民来。
Get the whole family here.
爸爸妈妈。
Parents,
还有一大家族。
And the whole family.
他说了一句话。
He said.
他说我这人可以死，但是不能病。
I can die, but I cannot get sick.
因为全家族的人都看着他。
Because the whole family depends upon me.
所以他就要一定要有好的身体去赚钱。
So he needs to have good health to in order to go to work.
但事实上，我们每一个人真的心里有很多的渴望，不管这种渴望是。自己内心深处的一种东西，还是别人加给我们。
So actually, everyone has a longing, whether it's from yourself within or other people putting on you.
有的人对这种信仰很有渴望。
Some people have strong longing for faith, for religious.
曾经有一个印度教的一个知识在山里面修炼。
There was this leader from Indian church.
Hindu church
was meditating in a mountain. Mountain.
对，有一天呢，一个牧师呢就神感动他，去给这个人传耶稣。
One day, God sent a pastor to the mountain to preach gospel to this leader, Hindu leader.
他就仔细地听这个牧师讲的耶稣。
He listened carefully about Jesus.
后来他说：“对，我要的就是这个。”
He said, "You are right. This is what I long for."
他对对对，你讲的对。
Right.
我一辈子追求的就是这个。
The whole life I've been longing for this, I've been after this.
那所以呢，当我们遇见耶稣的时候，就像这个撒玛利亚妇人遇见耶稣的时候呢，他的心里面得到了满足。
So, we just like the Samaritan woman, when we met Jesus, what our hearts long for is met.
所以像这个妇人就说，她有很多不能满足的，但是遇见耶稣以后呢，她突然她发现。得到了什么宝？
So suddenly, when she met Jesus, she felt that she met this treasure.
所以她很高兴。
She was very happy.
她过去是不想见人。
Before she didn't want to meet anyone.
你如果继续读下去这段故事的话呢，她扔下水罐子，跑到城里面，告诉全城的人。
Later on, if you read.It said, the Bible said that she left her water jar in the well and ran into the town to tell everyone who she met.
她说你们来看啊，这就是救世主啊。
This is the Messiah. Come and see.
所以全城的人都来看耶稣。
So the whole town came out to see Jesus.
然后很多人都信了耶稣。
Lots of people believe Jesus.
那所以呢，就说我们在这个世界上，我们在渴望什么？渴望很多的东西。
So in this world, what are we long for?
当我们遇见耶稣的时候呢
？When we met Jesus,
就不一样。
It's different.
当我们没有遇见的时候呢
？If we haven't, when we don't meet him,
我们一直会不断的找。
We will keep longing for things.
啊，有一个人讲得很好，他说这个世界就像剥洋葱的皮。
One time, this person said the world is just like peeling off the onion skin.
你老想知道它里面是什么东西。
You always want to know what's inside.
剥掉一层。
Layer by layer.
里面还是皮。
Still layer.
最后剥完了，它还是皮。
At the end, it's still layer after you peel off the whole onion.
真的，你一层一层满足了以后，你还发现还是不满足。
You satisfy the first layer, and then it will be more. You cannot be satisfied.
还是不安全。
Still, you don't feel safe.
因为我没有找到那真正的东西。
Because we didn't find the real stuff.
我觉得我有一个弟兄。
I have this brother.
他受洗的时候做了一个见证。
When he baptized, he
他是在美国很好的一个大学读完他的博士。
He got this PhD from the state.
他说他为什么要信耶稣呢
？He said why I believe Jesus.
他说这些成就这些东西。都不能满足。
All the fame, all the success that I got cannot satisfy me.
其实他的这个科研成果做得非常好。
He has a successful research and lab.
Life.、
嗯、
他就讲到，他说，当他拿到 PhD,
when he got PhD,
那个文凭的那一天
，this paper,
他就坐在他们大学的一个山上。
He was sitting on a mountain in his school.
他就看着下面的图书馆。
He looked down to the library.
他就看着那些学生。
He looked at all the students.
背着包。
Carrying their backpack.
腋下夹着书。
Carry their books.
匆匆忙忙的走进走出图书馆。
In and out of the library.
他就感觉到一阵的悲哀。
He felt a sense of sadness.
因为他知道这些人追逐的梦。就是他曾经追逐的梦。
He knows that the longing that those people has is the same longing that he had.
今天他追逐完了以后，拿到 PhD 的文凭以后
Now that he got this PhD,
他发现也在那么回事情。
He said it's just like that.
值得吗？
Is it worth it?
他现在问这样一个问题。
He was asking this question.
一直到他认识耶稣以后。
Until he met Jesus.
他确实得到真正的满足。
Then he felt real satisfaction.
所以我们世上有很多可以追求的东西。
There are lots of things that we can go after.
就像我们渴了以后，有时候我们觉得要拿杯水喝。
So when we thirsty, we want to drink water.
好多的瓶子里面都装着液体。
Different bottle has different kind of liquid.
那有的里面装的可能是毒品。
Some bottle might fill with.
看起来也是透明的。有的可能装的是酒。
Look at it, it's clear. It might be alcohol.
有的可能是真正的水。
Some might be real water.
一个饥渴的人呢，当他真正找到真正的水的时候，他就得到满足。
When you thirst, when you find water, then you feel the real satisfaction. If you really thirst, you will go find water. When you find water, you will feel the satisfaction.
耶稣就是我们。真正灵魂所要找的那个水泉。
Jesus is the real foundation, the real water fountain that we look for.
所以他说：“方喝这水的，倘要再渴。”第十三节。
That's why, Jesus says, "Whoever, everyone who drink this water will be thirsty again."
人若喝我所赐的水，就永远不渴。
But whoever drinks the water I give them will never thirst.
我所赐的水要在它里面里头成为泉源，直涌到永生。
Indeed, the water I give them will become in them a spring of water welling up to eternal life.
那另外的英文翻译叫 gushing, gushing water.
The other version is that the fountain will gush up.
就是那个井啊，活水的井呢，一直不断的涌那个活水。
The living water spring up, gushing out.
这个泉源在原文里面和井是同一个词。
The original words, this well.
Spring is the same word.
The spring and well is the same word.
那个井就是拼命的涌啊涌啊。
The spring of water just gushing out and gushing out.
所以，当我那个弟兄到大同华，就是人家看到的弟兄，你为什么要傻笑？
嗨，
哥们儿，为什么要傻笑
？When people saw my brother, the other brother, laughing silly.
因为他里面有个活水的井。
Because he has a spring of water well in his heart.
所以我们下面我们来祷告。如果你听了这个信息，如果你第一次听了，如果你愿意接受主耶稣，我们不强迫，你可以来接受主耶稣在你的心里面。
So if you haven't known Jesus, I want to ask that.
If you are willing,
if you are willing,
你可以接受耶稣在你的心里面。
Please accept Jesus into your heart.
你的生命从此不同。
Your life will be different.
那如果你觉得没有准备好，也没关系，
ready,
继续来追求更多的奇迹。
If you are not ready, still come and worship with us.
我们一起来做一个祷告。
So we will say a prayer.
如果你愿意接受主耶稣在你的心里，你可以来跟我一起做这个祷告。
If you want to invite Jesus into your heart, repeat what I said.
我天上的父亲。
Heavenly Father.
我谢谢你。
Thank you.
谢谢你，你把耶稣基督赐下来。
Thank you. Thank you that you give us Jesus.
来解决我生命的问题。
You give Jesus and solve my problems and life issues.
他为我的罪牺牲。
He died for my sin.
让我可以重新得到生命。
So that I can live again.
我愿意成为你的儿女。
I want to be your children.
愿意信耶稣。
I believe in Jesus. I want to believe in Jesus.
把他接到我的心里。
I want to invite Jesus into my heart.
愿意得到这生命的活水。
I'm willing to get this living water.
喝了永远不再渴。
After I drink it, I will thirst no more.
奉主耶稣的名。
In Jesus' name.
Amen. 下面可以大家来奉主啊，留一些祷告啊。你如果圣餐今天有圣餐，那有些弟兄朋友。 音可能不太明白，不太明白没关系，可以来学习。
That's okay.
你如果已经受洗成为基督徒呢？
Baptized,
啊，你可以跟我们一起来领圣餐。
You can have communion.
但是耶稣在被钉死十字架之前呢，留下一个仪式。
When Jesus was on the cross, he left us a.
这个饼呢，代表他的身体。
Bread that's broken for his body.
是为我们掰开。
For us, his body was broken.
因为我们这个因着罪呢，我们支离破碎。
Because of our sins, we are desperate and broken.
因着他的掰开呢，承担我们的罪，我们可以合二为一。
Because he has died for our sin, we can be one.
就是因着他掰开，就是他的身体被掰开了，我们可以合二为一，我们的家庭，我们跟上帝，我们的灵魂体都可以得到一致。
Because his body was broken for us.We can be one with our family with God.
另外就是那个葡萄枝代表他的血，因着他的血呢，流血呢，我们的罪就得到了洗净和赦免。
The other one is the grape juice that represents his blood. His blood cleanses our sin.
那圣经上讲呢，人的罪的工价就是死。
The Bible said.The wages of sin is death.
那只有通过赎罪呢，人才能来到上帝的面前，重新得生命。
Through Jesus, we can come to God only through Jesus.
所以我们的罪已经得到了赦免。
So our sins are forgiven.
所以圣经上，耶稣就留下这个仪式呢，让我们纪念他。
So Jesus left us this communion so that we can remember him, his body broken for us.
那每一次纪念他的时候呢，他同时也和我们在这里来祝福我们。
Every time we remember him, he is here with us and he will bless us.
今天我们特别的就是把我们的渴望，我们再次来交给他。
Today we bring our longing before.
谢谢他，他来帮助我们的渴望。
Thank him for satisfying your needs, your longings.
好，我们请两个弟兄阿姆和。
We ask the brothers to bring the communion to us.
在前面的时候呢，我们就从中间可以出来，再从旁边回到你的座位上面，可以连三个人一起祷告。你如果没有信主的话，或者没有受洗的话，也不要尴尬啊，先来后到，对吧？有的人闻道有先后啊，所以呢，你跟我们一起可以来祷告。我们先领完圣餐以后呢，你们可以一起来祷告。来，
请上。If you haven't been baptized, don't feel bad.It's okay, it's a journey.
好，面向大家，我们就做一个祷告。
Let's say a prayer.
主啊，是的，我们谢谢你的身体为我们掰开。
Thank you, Lord.
主，你的血为我们而流。
Thank you, Lord.
我们的罪得以赦免。
Thank you, Lord. Your body is broken for us. Your blood shed for us, so that our sins are forgiven.
我们可以跟天父再次的在一起。
So that we can be together with God.
我们成为他的儿女。
Become his children.
接受一切的福分。
Receive all the blessings that you have for us.
祝福每一个弟兄姐妹。
Bless everyone in this church.
奉主耶稣的名。
In Jesus' name, I pray.